Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Summer is the perfect time, and no, you don't have to wait till summer, but hey, summer is the perfect time to look for opportunities to engage your support staff and recognize how important they are to the success of your business. And by support staff, I mean your employees' families. Many companies have discovered that when they make an effort to recognize and support employees' families, employees tend to be more engaged at work, happier, and more productive. That's why Barrel Health, for example, has a company magazine they send out just to the families of employees. And that's why I love the idea of Firehouse Subs Family Reunions. Every year, all attendees of their annual family reunion are encouraged to bring spouses and children along. Activities are arranged for everyone, from toddlers to teens to spouses, including an amazing opening night carnival featuring rides, music, and entertainers. It's just one way Firehouse Subs makes sure that families feel included in the business. Fabulous idea. So what can you do? Maybe not that grand a scale, but what can you do in some small measure on your team and your company to include and recognize the families in your workplace? And maybe hold some sort of family reunion, include the alumni, include retired folks who you want to still honor and recognize as part of your success story. And now my fun at work tip. Hey, hold a contest for the best answer to the question, how many blank does it take to change a light bulb? You know, that old standard joke setup. Only insert your particular profession or company in the joke and see who can come up with the funniest, most relevant joke to your business or profession. And the deep thought of the week, for all you summer road trippers out there, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with Dad saying, "I know a shortcut." Oh, how true is that? And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a survey by CareerBuilder.ca revealed some rather wacky excuses for being late to work, including, "I forgot it wasn't the weekend. My mother locked me in a closet. My dad offered to make me a grilled cheese sandwich, and I couldn't say no. And finally, and this must be from a Canadian, I was cornered by a moose." Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.